Christmas time is a joyous time. I'm going to talk a little bit about Christmas this morning, but what it is and what it should be to Christians. My text is from Psalms 124, Psalms 124. And it reads, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us." Hey, what I'm going to say this morning, if it had not been for the Lord, there would be no Christmas. If it had not been for the Lord, you could go ahead and cancel Christmas, folks. "Then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us a prey to his teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, there would be no Christmas." Christmas is about Christ. Christmas came from the birth of Christ. Be no Christmas, there'd be no Christians. Hey, you better have the Lord on your side. You need to have the Lord on your side, in your corner. You need to have him in your heart. There's no other hope of salvation except God in you. Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Bible says, ye must be born again. Verse 8 of our text says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and the earth. The Bible says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and them that dwell therein. You belong to God, I belong to God, Santa Claus belongs to God. Well, I don't care what you believe or don't believe when it comes to Santa Claus. I do know that this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. My, my, my. Life is in his Son. So, God made man and he made him upright, but we sought out many inventions. We've taken Christmas and made it into something just totally different than celebrating and worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ and praising him. His exalted name, the birth of the exalted King of the world, King of ruler of the universe, God of all creation. But eternal life is found only in Jesus Christ. That's the reason we celebrate Christmas. It's a time set aside to glory in Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation. Well, I can't believe that he was born on December 25th. That's immaterial. If they're going to pick a, you don't know what day he was born either. So if they're going to pick a day and set it aside to celebrate the birth of our Savior, if you're a Christian, you ought to be getting in on it. You ought to glory at the thought of any day to get up and praise his name and glory, show glory to him, magnify his name and praise him as your Savior. My, my, my. Mary rejoiced in her Savior. Luke 1:46, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. She knew that she needed a Savior. I know that I needed a Savior. You should know that you need a Savior. We need a Savior. Why? Because we're sinners. We're a mess. Put not your trust in princes, the psalmist said, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. The Bible says to cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Psalms 118:9 said, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. What are you trusting this Christmas? Now, most of America, most of the world today celebrates man. It's all about man. We celebrate each other. The music I was in, we had award shows, the IBMA Awards, the Country Music Association Awards, this kind of award, that kind of award, Grammys, every kind of award, Academy Awards. It's all magnifying one another. There's only one that should be magnified, really. And don't get me wrong, the Bible says it's okay to give honor to them whom honor is due. Nothing wrong with that. thank somebody and give honor to them. But we get out of whack, it seems like, on everything we do. We want to build up and we want to magnify men's great accomplishments, man's intellect, man's glory, man's ability to control his own destiny. That's the teaching today, that it's all about man. Man can cure all of this world's ills. They want you to believe that man can control the weather. Man can control genetics and gender and gastrophysics or whatever you want to say, bestowing glory and honor and praise upon man. The Bible says, behold, every man in his best state is altogether vanity. My, 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 my. Well, I don't care much for that kind of preaching. Probably because you need it. Hey, there's no salvation in education. There's no salvation in legislation. There's no salvation in rehabilitation. There's no salvation in meditation or medication, communication or dedication. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It takes the shed blood of Jesus Christ applied to your precious soul. But if you have any hope of salvation... My brother Albert wrote a song years ago, "Let the Savior In." If you want to see them pearly gates, let the Savior in. Amen. Let him in. My, my, my. Some glory in Santa Claus. Man, I loved Santa Claus. We lived in Pennsylvania in a big two-story farmhouse in Pennsylvania. And me and my two brothers, Jeff's dad, Jerry, and my brother, Aubrey, all three of us slept in the same bed upstairs. Then my sister slept in bed by herself. And in the other room upstairs, Aubrey had a bed by himself. But me and Jerry and Bill slept in the same bed. And, of course, the youngest one, I had to sleep in the middle. I mean, sometimes it is good because Mom sometimes, when we'd get out of line, Mom would come up with a broom handle and start whooping up on us when we was acting out. And I could kind of scrunch down the middle and that broom handle would hit both of them, Jerry and Bill, and wouldn't hit me too much. But my brother Jerry told me that, hey, if you step by this window tonight, Christmas Eve, said, you said this one, and you look at that upstairs window, you look at, out over the roof, said, you'll be able, probably be able to see Santa Claus. I said, boy, oh boy. I got up that window, and I was on my elbows. I just glued, man, my eyes were glued to that window. And one of my brothers, by the thing that Jerry said behind me, said, There it comes! It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus! There it comes! There he goes! Did you see him? Did you see him? I didn't see him. I saw him too. I mean, if my brother were going to see him, I sure going to see him too. What? I remember those days. Yeah, I saw him, man alive. I saw Santa Claus. Well, a lot of songs. I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus underneath her. You know what Jeremiah said about those vain traditions? He said, they have in them neither the power to do good nor evil. I'm not getting too bent out of shape over things like that. But I would have swore on 17 Bibles that I saw Santa Claus that night. There's no salvation in celebration, and there's no salvation in imagination. Mm-mm. Salvation requires a propitiation. That's a $10 word that means an appeasement of wrath. Went from where God's wrath was upon your sin and upon your soul because of sin, and that wrath was appeased and changed into a favorable position toward you. It's called propitiation. 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. When Jesus died on the cross, it was over. He appeased the heavenly Father, not me. There's nothing I could do that would appease the heavenly Father. See, the wrath of God on my sin was appeased by Jesus Christ. His sacrifice, his blood, his suffering, his payment paid in full. Propitiation for my sins, a perfect sacrifice without spot, without blemish, holy, harmless, undefiled. That's what it took. As he hanged on the cross, he said, "It is finished." A fellow says, "Well, how about all that good stuff I've done? I mean, filthy rags." Yeah. You say, "Well, I worked at the food bank, and I rang the bell for the Salvation Army. I lived on the square. I was the Lion of the Year. I went to church. I gave. I taught Sunday school. I prayed all the time. I did at least 100 Hail Marys and gave to the Salvation." Filthy rags! There's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Hey. Fellow said, "Well, hey, not by works of righteousness," Titus 3:5, "not by works of righteousness which we have done," but it says works of righteousness. That's a good thing, but it isn't what gets us to heaven. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." One God, one mediator, one Lord, one Savior. A fellow says, "Well, how about the angel Moroni, and what about Mohammed, and what about Buddha and Zoroaster and Mother Teresa? How about some of those folks?" It's at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." My, my, my. Don't say you ought to be. Said there's none other name under heaven whereby ye must be saved. There's no other way. Isaiah 45:5, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me." You know, there's been over 25,000 songs written about one man, Jesus Christ. You find me some songs about Mohammed or Buddha or some of that false witness crowd. Hey, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That's him. When John the Baptist came into the Lord's presence, it said he leapt in his mother's womb at the presence of the great God of the universe who came to earth as a baby. He cleansed the lepers. He made the blind to see, the lame to walk. He gave sight to the blind. Raised the dead. Raised the dead. "Lazarus, come forth." That's right. My, my, my. What manner of man is this that even the winds obey his voice? The disciples said. The Lord stepped out and said, "Peace, be still." My, my, my. What kind of man is this? Another place it said, "No man spake like this man." That's who I'm trusting, Jesus Christ. Hey. Who are you trusting? That's what this season is about for me and my house. It's about a Savior, Jesus Christ. Who are you trusting? Bible says some in Psalms 20 and verse 7, some trust in chariots, some in horses. Well, some trust in slaves on the rooftop. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Without Christ, there would be no Christmas, no joyous occasion, no hope for eternal life. If it had not been the Lord, my life would be a wreck today. No Christmas. My home would be a wreck without Jesus Christ. Everything that I touched would be nothing but a big train wreck without Jesus Christ. Our text, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us and they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us, the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Jesus Christ is our way of escape. Trusting in Him, what He did, not what I did. Listen, if you're a child of God here this morning, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. You have the high priest seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints, interceding for you. Hey, if you have Jesus Christ this morning, you have everything that you will ever need through all eternity if you have Christ. You have everything if you have Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Luke 1:30, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Hey, I don't know much about Black Friday, and I don't know much about Cyber Monday. I don't care about those things. All I know is Jesus Christ is coming to town. He's coming, folks. He's coming. My, my, my. It's written, Luke 10:20 said, rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. He's making a list, folks, and he don't have to check it twice. Is your name written in heaven? Is your name written down in the Lamb's book of life? It can be. It can be before you leave this church. It can be written down. The Bible says over in Esther 8:8, what is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring can no man reverse. Once he writes your name down in that Lamb's book of life, you're there, folks. Have you done that? Is this going to be a Christmas for you without Jesus Christ? Jesus said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. God told Joseph of Mary, said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You see, if it hadn't been for God, I would not be having Christmas this year. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would be lost and undone, without hope, without God in this world, with no presents, no candy, no Christmas decorations. If it had not been the Lord on my side, I'd be on my way to hell. But He was. He is on my side. And I'm not on my way to hell because of Him. Will you be celebrating Christmas this year, or just a worldly commercial counterfeit? It's up to you. I'm celebrating Jesus Christ this year, my God, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Lord, my strength, my high tower, my buckler and shield, and the God and the rock of my salvation. That's who I'm celebrating. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for coming to earth, becoming a man, identifying with me and all the craziness that mankind goes through, tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. That babe in a manger was the creator of the universe. That's something to celebrate. That he, who is man that God should visit us him? Thank you, Lord, for your precious gift, your precious baby son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for that blood on Calvary's cross. Thank you, Lord. I'm done. If everyone stand up this morning, if you're here this morning and you don't know what I'm talking about, don't celebrate Christmas without Jesus Christ. The Bible said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The Bible says that the wrath of God abides upon a man until that day when he reaches out by faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It'd be a good day for you if you put your pride aside and put your self-righteousness aside and put all your good works aside and said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord, I'm asking you the best way I know how. In Jesus' name, won't you save my soul? He won't refuse you. Why would he refuse you after what he did on Calvary's cross? Why would he refuse you? The altar's open. Maybe you need to get a few things right this morning. Maybe you need to pray for somebody. Pray for their salvation as we sing.